Next patient is Kenneth Rogers. That is R-O-G-E-R-S. Rogers Kenneth, K-E-N-N-E-T-H. They're about 5/30/1965. And date of visit is 5/6/22. Age 56. Please make a copy of this for Dr. Hernandez, Yvette Hernandez, Y-V-E-T-T-E. Hernandez is H-E-R-N-A-N-D-E-Z, M-D. Next paragraph. Chief complaint is shortness of breath and history of COVID 19 infection 6 months ago. Next paragraph is present illness. This is a 56-year-old male with a past history of HIV disease. Was also found to have COVID-19 pneumonia in November of 21. The patient has been followed on a regular basis by the infectious disease specialist, Dr. Isaac, I-S-A-A-C. And He's on antiretroviral therapy. He also has a history of hypertension and has been coughing constantly and has some wheezing. And he wakes up at nights with spells of coughing and shortness of breath. His sputum is clear, denies fever or chills, no hemoptysis or recent weight loss. His most recent chest CT done on 1/26/22 showed peripheral ground glass opacity throughout both lungs. And differential diagnosis included viral pneumonia or chronic interstitial lung disease, and non-calcified nodules in the right lower lobe measuring up to 6 millimeter. Follow-up CT was recommended. The patient has no hemoptysis, night sweats, fever, chills, and denies recent weight loss. Next paragraph, past history includes history for recurrent bronchitis. Recurrent bronchitis. And okay. and a history of pneumonia. Next paragraph, past history. The patient's past history includes history of HIV disease for 30 years. He has had coronary artery disease with CABG times 3 in 2017, and history of surgery on his hands, also surgery on his ears. He has hyperglycemia and depression and anxiety. Next paragraph. Allergies to niacin and general anesthesia. Next paragraph. Habits. Patient smoked half to one pack per day for 40 years. And trying to quit. No significant alcohol. And he lives with his male partner. Next paragraph. Family history. Father died of heart disease. Mother also had a history of heart attacks. Next paragraph. System reveals patient denies fatigue but had some weight loss. He has double vision and cataracts. No vertigo, hoarseness, nosebleeds. He has no urinary symptoms of flank pains. He has hay fever and wheezing and coughing spells. And he also has heartburn, diarrhea, and constipation. He has occasional chest pains, no calf muscle pains, no leg swelling. He has anxiety and depression. He has joint pains and muscle stiffness. He has headaches and memory loss and denies skin rash or itching. Next paragraph. Let's see, medalist included medication list include fenofibrate 145 milligrams a day, isoprodol 30 milligrams daily, metoprolol 25 milligrams BID, pregabalin 150 milligrams BID, TVK 50 milligrams daily, Vascepa VASCEPA 1 gram BID, Entecavir ENTECAVIR 1 milligram HS, famotidine 25 milligrams HS, and quetiapine 25 milligrams HS, Cresto 40 milligrams HS, sertraline 100 milligrams a day. Next paragraph, physical exam. This averagely built middle-aged white male is alert, no acute distress, no pallor, sinus, ictus, or peripheral edema. Blood pressure, 104 over 60, pulse 62, respiration 16. Temperature 97.5, weight is 149, saturation 94. HE India norms phallic pupils reactive and equal. Thank you, my throat was clear nasal because I injected yet no inflammation. Next supple number is in the thyroid enlargement to lymphadenopathy. Chest equal movements with distant breath sounds and scattered wheezes bilaterally, prolonged expiration. Heart, the absence of irregular S1 and S2 with no murmur in S3. The abdomen is soft, benign, no mass, no gynecomegaly, the bowel sounds are active. Extremities, no edema or lesions, no cap tenderness. Reflexes 1 plus with no gross motor depth of skin and nose grossly intact. Skin, no lesions observed. Next paragraph. Flesh number 1. Extensive pulmonary fibrosis with bronchiectasis. Number 2. His history of COVID-19. Number 3 is history of HIV disease. Number 4 is chronic asthma with COPD. And number 4 is bipolar disorder. Next paragraph, plan patient has been advised to get a CT chest and a complete pulmonary function study. The CT will be compared to the previous one done in January. And the patient will use Wixela 250 by 50 micrograms 1 or 2 times a day. Advised to quit smoking and use Shantix 1 month pack with the refill. As also advised to use a Ventolin HFA inhaler PRN. Advised to come in for follow-up in approximately 4 weeks. Thank you for this conversation. Copy for Dr. Copy for Dr. Hernandez Yvette. Yvette is Y-V-E-T-T-E, Yvette. Thank you.